Greetings, readers. Welcome to the July edition of Library News. We hope this finds everyone safe, healthy, and enjoying the summer weather. First off, we wanted to give a quick update about our building hours and services. IDB is offering some in-person services in a responsible and cautious manner. We continue to encourage clients and patrons to reach out via phone and internet rather than coming to the building whenever possible. In order to maintain optimal staffing in all areas, our main door is unlocked and the front desk is staffed Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you are needing assistance with entry to the building between 8 and 9 a.m. or 2 to 4:30 p.m., please call 515-452-1335. We know that some clients are waiting to resume training and meet counselors in person, while others are not ready to do so. We respect this and will provide the best services possible in the given circumstances. We are still taking referrals via the phone or through our website. To make a referral, you may call 800-362-2587 or complete the referral form online. To contact the library, call 515-281-1323. Now we want to take a brief moment to keep everyone posted on the NLS Braille e-reader pilot program. The program is still proceeding. It has just been a bit delayed due to the current pandemic circumstances. Our accessible media specialist, Tyler, has received a prototype of the Braille e-reader that will be used in the pilot, and patrons in the pilot, who will be chosen randomly, will receive them later this summer. Stay tuned for more information.
Here at our youth library with all of our library friends has been a blast of electric fun. In the first week of our summer reading program, we explored the weather and met with the real storm spotter, Scott, who taught us a few tricks in predicting the weather. We also made pinwheels and learned all about what happens when you put soap in the microwave and so much more. In the second week, our library friends raced into space with Dan Chibnall. Dan made space come alive with excitement. To top it all off in a twinkling star fashion, we explored the sun, which, by the way, is a star, and discovered how craters form on the moon. The sky is the limit on all the fun this summer reading program has in store for everyone. We also had a great time on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. listening to Bob White, a volunteer narrator, read from the book Funicula by James Howe. Feel free to join us and listen to the story during IDB Read Kids. For more information about the summer reading program, contact our youth librarian, Denise Bean, at 515-452-1338. Let's go beyond the book. In May, we announced we were going beyond the book with Northfield by Johnny D. Boggs. Northfield is a fictional account of the 1876 robbery of the First National Bank in Northfield, Minnesota, by the James Younger Gang. Some strong language is involved. The James Younger Gang consisted of Cole and Bob Younger and Frank and Jesse James. Each chapter is told from the viewpoint of a different character involved in the raid, from the robbers themselves to the lawmen to everyday citizens in the town, including those viewpoints of the James and Younger brothers. Even though this book is considered Western fiction, it is great for non-Western fans as well. Jesse James and his gang are fascinating historical characters, and this book would be enjoyed by historical fiction or true crime stories fans also. The author, Johnny D. Boggs, is an award-winning Western author. He has won a record of 8 Spur Awards from the Western Writers of America and the winner of the Western Heritage Wrangler Award. Booklist magazine called him among the best Western writers at work today. He also received the 2020 Owen Wister Award for Lifetime Contributions to Western Literature. Boggs grew up in South Carolina and now lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, with his wife and son. He knew from an early age that he wanted to be a writer and got an interest in the West when he watched Gunsmoke as a kid with his dad. Call the library to read this book or other books by Johnny D. Boggs. Next, we will go beyond the book with White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism, by Robin J. DiAngelo, DB91860. This best-selling book explores counterproductive reactions white people have when discussing racism. Topics include the intertwining of racism and white supremacy, racism after the Civil Rights Movement, the impact of race on the lives of white people, defining the term white fragility, and more. Request this book by calling the library and let's discuss why Black Lives Matter.
Now for the top 10 downloaded books on Bard this month. Golden in Death, an Eve Dallas novel. DB98498. J.D. Robb. Pediatrician Kent Abner received a package containing a cheap golden egg that could be opened into two halves. When he pried it apart, a highly toxic airborne fume entered his body and killed him. After Eve Dallas calls the hazmat team, it's time to look at the Dr. Abner's past and relationships. Hit list. DB98834. Stuart Woods. When Stone Barrington finds his name on a hit list, he plans to lie low until the culprit is caught. But when this foe shows no signs of stopping until his deadly objective is realized in full, Stone is left with no choice but to face the problem head on. Long Range, DB98717, CJ Box. When the wife of a prominent local judge is wounded on Wyoming game warden Joe Pickett's turf, signs point to the shot having been taken from an impossible distance. Joe's best friend, Nate Romanowski, who is adjusting to parenthood, is a suspect. Meanwhile, Joe attempts to decipher a startling grizzly attack. The Passengers, DB98514, John Mars. Eight people are riding in self-driving cars when suddenly the doors lock, the route changes, and they have lost all control. Then a mysterious voice tells them they are all going to die. From cameras hidden in their cars, their panic is broadcast to millions of people around the world. Camino Island, a novel, DB88138, John Grisham. Thieves stage a daring heist from a secure vault below Princeton University's Firestone Library. Bruce Cable owns a bookstore in a sleepy resort town on Florida's Camino Island and dabbles in stolen books and manuscripts. Young novelist Mercer Mann is commissioned by a mysterious woman to learn Cable's secrets. Strong language, some violence, and some descriptions of sex.
When You See Me, a novel, DB98486, by Lisa Gardner. FBI agent Kimberly Quincy turns to Boston detective D.D. Warren, confidential informant Flora Dane, and true crime enthusiast Keith Egger for help when the skeletal remains of a long-missing young woman are found off a hiking trail in Georgia. There is violence, strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. The Book of Lost Friends, DB98888, by Lisa Wingate and Sullivan Jones. 1867, three women, Hanny, who has been freed from enslavement, plantation heiress Lavinia, and Lavinia's Creole half-sister, Juno Jane, travel to Texas in search of family and fortune. In 1987, the results of their quest reverberate in Augustine, Louisiana, where Vendetta teaches in a poor rural school. Desperate, DB98868, by Daniel Palmer. Gage Decker, who still blames himself for the car accident that claimed the lives of his first wife and son, now marries Anna. After a heartbreaking miscarriage, they meet young, pregnant, and homeless Lily, who agrees to give her baby to Gage and Anna in exchange for financial support. But something isn't right. House on Fire, DB98500, by Joseph Finder. Nick Heller learns his old army buddy Sean has died of an overdose. Sean, who once saved Nick's life, got addicted to opioids after returning home wounded from the war. At Sean's funeral, a stranger approaches Nick with a job, which may be a way for Nick to hold someone accountable. The Body Double, DB98916, by Emily Beta. A stranger approaches a young woman at a small town movie theater and offers her an odd and lucrative position. Move to Los Angeles to become the body double of movie star Rosanna Feld. A breakdown forced Rosanna out of the public eye, and she needs a lookalike to take her place.
Here are some ongoing library events. With IDB Read, you can call in and listen to one of our wonderful volunteer narrators read live on the phone. On Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 to 5, you can call in and listen to our narrator, Christine Mock, read A Sense of Ending by Julian Barnes. We've taken a break from the cozy mystery to read an award-winning tale of lost love. On Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., you can call in and listen to our narrator, Bob White, read A Western by Louis L'Amour. We now have a kids' IDB read every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Call in and listen to The Benicula series by James Howe. Please call the library at 515-281-1323 to get the conference call number or link for IDB Read. We look forward to reading with you. Tech Time with Tyler is every Wednesday from 8 to 11 a.m. Call 515-452-1343 to get your tech questions answered. Braille Bits Online is every Monday and Wednesday at 2 p.m. Listen to the Braille Bits podcast and have fun and lively conversation surrounding all things Braille. And don't forget about our newest D-list, Plants in Name Only. This list includes books with a kind of plant or flower in the title. Call the library to get signed up for this remarkable list.
The library has decided to cancel Makerspace Mondays and STEM and Stories again for the month of July. This will also delay the extra hours the library was planning on being open beginning in June. We will be monitoring the current situation and decide on future Makerspace Mondays and STEM and Stories programming on a month-by-month basis, as well as any future evening and weekend hours. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!